Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone?
On Sports Overnight America, you know I come to you live every Sunday starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We go to the wee hours of the night for you people, into the morning, into the afternoon. I don't know what time it is for you, like I always say in the beginning of the program, but we love your thoughts and your opinions. Get after us. Talk to us on Twitter. For him, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And getting back to it, a lot of questions, you know, moving forward now for the Titans, like, what do you do with Ryan Tannehill, right? Do you sign this guy to a big deal? What are the expectations for Derrick Henry, their young wide receiver, Brown? This kid's really good. I think that the ceiling, you know, is relatively high for the Titans, and they could be a team, you know, moving forward if they can shore up the quarterback spot, Mike. And do you believe in Ryan Tannehill, I guess, is the question.
Ryan Tannehill, that's a tough one for me because you know how I typically feel about Tannehill and his time with my favorite team, the Miami Dolphins. But we've talked about this before. He's deserved of another contract. And whether that's in Tennessee or wherever, you know, he's going to get some money.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, look, it was an impressive run, and the way they bought in, hey, you got to give credit where credit's due. Congratulations to the Titans. You should not feel upset about what you did achieve this season in the NFL because it was impressive. Chiefs were just better, flat out, man. Same way for the Packers, if you ask me. Anyways, he's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the NFC and the AFC Championship football games. It is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. We'll be back.
Second and five. Mahomes, he's got a strong arm. He's going to air it out down the field. Has Hill. Hill with the catch and the touchdown. 69 yards.
First and goal at the two. Aaron Jones.
He's in for the touchdown.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
He'd be Mike to me, but he was a great teammate. He was an ultimate competitor. You know, I threw a lot of touchdown passes to him, and we've always had a great rapport. We still do. But things are different when he's standing on the other sideline. So I remember last year I got pushed when he was coaching for the Texans. I got pushed into their bench, and I ended up talking some smack to him after the game. But it's a pretty hypothetical question to think that I'd ever play for him, which I'm not engaging in those.
Brady had work with White to his right. Three to the left, including Gronkowski in a triangle with Hogan and Edelman. Gordon to the right. Brady, left foot forward, extending the hands, waiting on the snap. Adjusting at the line, takes the head high snap against the three-man rush. He lobs a throw left for Edelman, who's open and backpedals to make the catch in the left side of the end zone.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Unbelievable, man. We are down to the final meaningful football game because I do not count the Pro Bowl. It just doesn't mean anything to me. Sorry. Sorry, people. Sorry about that. I know you NFL junkies, I know every game means something, but it doesn't mean much to the Dorf man, especially when you're talking about a Super Bowl coming up in a couple weeks between the Chiefs and the 49ers. Titans were a tough foe, man, but they go down 24-35. Packers, man, oh, man, you just got your – you got it handed to you for the most part, man. I'm sorry, but 37-20 almost sounds generous at the end of the day to me. And as you all know, Dorfman born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin. But I know a beatdown when I see a beatdown, Mike Wilson. And that was a beatdown, and it's interesting that we come back with Tom Brady talking about Vrabel – because we talked a little bit about what do you do with Tannehill, and Brady could be on his way out of New England and maybe he'd go there for a year and Tennessee is right back. I'm spitballing a little bit and just thinking out loud, but there's so many things that could wind up happening. I'm just amazed at the way that the 49ers were able to once again manhandle the Green Bay Packers, man.
Yeah, so was I. You know, we talked about that earlier today and, you know, which team was going to impose their will, especially in the trenches on the offensive and defensive line. And that was something we talked about in terms of both these teams being successful. And it was obvious early, Andy, that the San Francisco 49ers and that, you know, defensive line, you know, Joey Bosa and the rest of the dudes on that defensive line were already starting to impose their will, getting to Rodgers, making him nervous, making him have a little bit of happy feet back there and not really have any success back in the, back in the pocket in that first half.
Yeah, it was just tough sledding for Aaron Rodgers once again with that front four coming after him, applying pressure and making him make quick decisions and fast throws when guys weren't ready to necessarily make plays for him. And, you know, I think that ultimately the toughest part for Aaron Rodgers was is, you know, knowing that Devontae Adams is going to be the main target, and he wound up having – a really nice game, but I don't even know if he was targeted in the first half, you know, which you're really talking about where this game ultimately to me, Mike, was won. When you're down 27-0, and I understand the Kansas City Chiefs were down 24-0 against the Houston Texans, and they wound up coming back, and you know people will be talking about that and say, well, it could have happened. This is a little different animal. I'm sorry, but the 49ers are a really good, solid, complete football team, and I think that people disrespected them all season long, and once again, they stayed true to who they are, man. I'm sorry, but Jimmy Garoppolo did not have a good game. I mean, the guy throws the ball friggin' 8 times. I'm sorry, 6 for 8 and 77 yards. But Moister, this guy is just a beast, man. And he comes out of nowhere, 220 yards on the day, 29 carries, just completely controlling the game on the ground. Was the San Francisco 49ers. And, you know, Coleman goes out early in the game. Sad to see that. That's not good. Breida, hopefully, he'll be able to add something. But Mostert has really, really made the most of his opportunity. And this guy has really shown up for them in the biggest moments, in the biggest games. And obviously, he'll have a huge impact for them in the Super Bowl. But I mean, man, oh, man, you just got to give credit where credit's due. And I'm sorry, but the 49ers were a really, really good football team, Mike Wilson.
Yeah, really good football team. And, you know, when you take a look at Garoppolo only throwing 8 times, even though he only threw 8 times, he completed 6, like you said, he was still averaging almost 10 yards a throw. So even when he was throwing it, he was getting first downs. He was moving the chains. But look, you got Raheem Moister there, and like you said, he came out of nowhere, man. And the one thing that I liked about him, well, there's a couple things. One, he's almost, you know, he was just about getting 8 yards a pop every time he touched the ball. But when he got handed the rock, the one thing he did well was simply run hard. I mean, he was hitting the hole full speed. He was getting to the edge full speed every time he touched the ball. He really wasn't too much of a like one of those dancing quarterbacks where they kind of jig left, jig right, and kind of trying to find their way. You know, Raheem was, he knew where the hole was going to be or where it was, you know, kind of planned to be. And when he went through it, he was gone. And those Packer defenders were just turning their head, looking at the backside of Mostert all game. I mean, 29 carries on 220 yards. I mean, come on. You know, I mean, you can't pack anybody can't, you know, in a game like this, let them do that to you. But, you know, I'm sure they'll, you know, my question to you, Andy, would be if you're the Packers, what do you address this offseason? So,
look, a lot of things. Obviously, I think that Aaron Rodgers isn't the same guy that he was. We all know that when he was winning a Super Bowl a decade ago, and it's kind of hard to believe it was a decade ago, but it was. And you know what? The numbers at the end of the day don't look terrible. 31 of 39, 326 yards, the couple touchdowns that he had, but he does have 2 interceptions. So you throw that in there, and that makes you realize that Aaron Rodgers just isn't the same guy that Aaron Rodgers once was. And I do think he needs a couple more weapons to go along with Devontae Adams and Aaron Jones. I don't think there's really anybody else out there that scares you on the field. And, you know, defensively, I think they were better, but they showed some holes there too toward the end of the season and periodically throughout the season. And when your offense struggles, you got to figure out ways to make plays and give them more opportunities. And I think that ultimately hurt the Packers. You know, they have 3 turnovers in the game. The 49ers have none. So I think that's a huge thing there too. And you got to get guys that can make plays, Mike. Ultimately, you got to have playmakers, and you got to have guys that can stop guys. And when Mostert goes for 220, and you just can't have that. And when they're able to rush for nearly 300 yards in general on the ground, that's a recipe for trouble. So you know, and then you look at the Packers; they go for 62 on the ground, and that's not going to cut it either. So you got to get more balance. At the end of the day, I think you got to get more balance. And it's not that Jimmy Garoppolo, again, I think the numbers, they're not good, but I also think they're deceiving, because he could have had great numbers if he wanted to, but they're having so much success running the ball, Mike, that they didn't need to. And that's why I think that they're going to be an interesting matchup, obviously, for the Chiefs. And you talk about all the weapons the Chiefs have. The 49ers have a bunch of weapons too, and I think people are going to learn something about more about Raheem Mostert, who played his college football, by the way, if you didn't know, at Purdue. And I think he's been around for 5 years or so. But people are going to learn about Kittle. People are going to learn about Deebo Samuel. They're going to learn about Emmanuel Sanders. I think you're going to learn a lot more about this 49er team in the coming weeks. And you know what? 6 years into his career, it's kind of interesting, you know, that's when Aaron Rodgers wound up winning his first Super Bowl. Jimmy G now in his sixth year, Mike, as well, with an opportunity to win a Super Bowl. So I think that's pretty cool. And I don't know, man. This is just this is the time when I start to get a little depressed, to be honest with you, because one more meaningful football game, man, the Super Bowl. That's it, people. That's it. And then all we can do is talk about football for a few months, and then August comes around, and bam, we're talking about meaningful football once again. I love it. Anyways, I know we got to take a pause for the cause. I hear the music. We'll do that. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the AFC and the NFC championship games. Unbelievable. The 49ers and the Chiefs will be meeting in the Super Bowl. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind, NFC and AFC Championship style NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Garoppolo in the shotgun, two receivers right, one to the left. High to the left of Garoppolo. He waits on the snap. He's got it. Garoppolo back to throw. Fires over the middle. That's caught by Kittle. Dives for the end zone and in for the touchdown.
What the hell's going on out here?
This is Sports Overnight America.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing. So get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, BetOnline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
the enemy over there. They're not your friends. You don't go over there and shake hands, smile, hug their neck.
Let's knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, knock their ass in the dirt. That's what we got to do.
We got to stop that buddy ball. Smash everybody in the mouth. Take the running backs to the stands. Run up in the stands and slap their mama.
Play action off of this on 2nd and 7, and they get to him, and they do so by bringing Williams, and then the ball comes out, and picking it up is Buckner, and we've got a San Francisco touchdown to Forrest Buckner. Great football awareness.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody, welcome back in. Mike Wilson hanging out with me here. Late night style. I like it, man. It's pretty cool of you to do that with me, do a little extra overtime duty with me. As you know, we always come to you live Sunday mornings doing the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your clocks, your dial. Sunday mornings, like I said, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mike and the Dorfman come to you. Dorfman, Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition style. That's how we do that. And then, obviously, I always come to you doing the NFL Rewind, soon to be just Sports Overnight America on Sunday night. And don't forget, a couple weeks' worth of big shows coming up on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll have former players. We'll have some great guests from color play-by-play guys. You name it, we'll have you covered, obviously, with everything leading up to the Super Bowl. And just thinking about it, Mike, the Super Bowl, kind of weird and nostalgic in a lot of ways. Just weird the way sports works out, because Andy Reid and Kyle Shanahan have both been to the Super Bowl, and both have awful memories of that experience. Andy Reid obviously failing in his only other Super Bowl opportunity with the Philadelphia Eagles, and then Kyle Shanahan obviously giving up the 28-3 lead in his first shot to the New England Patriots a couple of years back with the Atlanta Falcons. So, man, oh man, dude, I think there's something really cool about sports. And I think it's that opportunity that people get to relive or remake themselves and recreate their legacy for how they wind up finishing out their careers. And what an opportunity for Andy Reid, and what an opportunity for Kyle Shanahan, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. I've said this multiple times that, as far as legacy and Andy Reid, I mean, I think that's pretty much solid in the ground. And, if he goes in there, if his Kansas City Chiefs go into Miami and get the Super Bowl victory, one, be great for those Kansas City fans. They haven't tasted the Super Bowl in 50 years, and it's one of those things that would be nice to see them get it. But really, to top off the career, the feather in the cap for Andy Reid, it would certainly be getting that victory in the Super Bowl. And then you look at, Kyle Shanahan. I mean, I think he could be putting himself on the map as the best young coach going in the NFL. And all apologies to, the Arizona Cardinals or the LA Rams or, anybody like that. Kyle Shanahan has shown everywhere he's been, the offense has gotten better. The quarterback play has gotten a lot better. He is a good developer of young quarterback talent, and we're seeing that in Jimmy Garoppolo right now. So it's just one of those things where, either one of these coaches get the trophy, it's going to be a great thing to see.
At the end of the day, man, we get so accustomed to certain individuals having all kinds of success. And obviously I'm talking about Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, because over the past 20 years, it's literally been all about those guys as far as winning that big game. But Andy Reid, this guy's had a really, really good career. And this is the thing that he needs to put him over the hump. And, you know, he's got the guy to do it in Patrick Mahomes. And I'm really, really intrigued to see, you know, how this thing matches up and plays itself out. And obviously we've got a couple weeks to think about it, but early on, you know, you think about the offensive side of the ball for the Kansas City Chiefs and how good they can be, and the defensive side, you know what, man, like they've shown up pretty well, to be honest with you. And I think that you've seen the defense grow over the past 4 to 6 weeks now to maybe a Super Bowl caliber type defense. Look, most of what the Tennessee Titans did obviously was in the first half. They scored 17 points, wind up with 24 for the game. Green Bay Packers score all their points in the second half, but I don't really put that on the 49ers, man. Like, you stop playing defense, you know, you play a prevent and things become easier. The field becomes a lot bigger and things become more wide open for Aaron Rodgers to go down the field, because it just warrants itself for that. But Tennessee and Kansas City were in a battle for that first game, for the first half of that game. And you know what? Their defense continued to get better as the game went on. And I think that's something that could be very important for them if they're going to win the Super Bowl. 49ers, I think it's important for them to stay who they are. You know, I mean, keep running the ball. And you know what? If you have to have Jimmy G throw the ball, we know he's capable to do it. But I think the most important thing for both of these teams, literally, Mike, is going to be stay who you are, stay in character, and don't let the noise or the adversity, if you will, distract you too much and get you out of character and away from what you do that has made you so successful all season long. Because I think that when you look at the Tennessee Titans and the Green Bay Packers, I think it's fair to say that the 49ers and the Chiefs were able to take those teams out of their game plans and away from what was making them successful before these games, which took place in order for these two teams to be showing themselves up in the Super Bowl. So 49ers and Chiefs, in my humble opinion, deserve to be the two last teams standing and to battle it out to see who wins the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I absolutely agree with your assessment there. You know, these are the two best teams that we got left, and they deserve all the accolades that they get by, you know, qualifying for the Super Bowl. And let me just go back to your point about Andy Reid and Kyle Shanahan, just, you know, keeping their team staying true to who they are. I don't know who wouldn't think that they wouldn't do that, if that makes sense. Like, you know, Andy's been doing this for so long, and he's had so much success, there's no reason for him to change. I mean, sure, they're going to give him different looks, and they're going to give him different formations and schematics and that kind of, you know, thing, and try and change it up to what the Niners see on film, and vice versa. I mean, look, Kyle Shanahan is the product of his father, Mike Shanahan, who, you know, won Super Bowls in Denver and knew how to coach. And, you know, I'm sure he's learned plenty from his dad in terms of just staying, like you said, true to who they are. So, you know, there's going to be different looks and schematics, like I said, for each team to deal with. But in the end, the details of what they do are going to remain the same.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty cool. You know, you got the Chiefs, who haven't been there in 50 years, you know, and then you have the 49ers, who are a really storied history team, obviously, with what they were able to accomplish with Montana and Steve Young, just all the names that have been through the 49er organization. I think it's really cool. And, you know, look, Super Bowl I, the Chiefs were there. Super Bowl 100, they're there. I just can't wait for all the storylines. Like, it's going to be fun. Again, 2 weeks, like, question there for you. Is that too long, or do you like the 2 weeks between the longer time between the Super Bowl now?
Oh, I don't mind. You know, it was always 2 weeks, you know, growing up and all that kind of stuff. So the 2 weeks doesn't bother me. Do I wish the you know, you just want to stay, you know, the fans want to stay in rhythm with a game every week kind of thing. But I think this gives both teams the opportunity to, you know, heal those nicks, you know, those little nicks and knacks of injuries. And then hopefully we get what we want in the Super Bowl, which is a great game. And like you said, there's so much talent everywhere on the field between the Niners and the Chiefs. I really think this could go down as one of the best Super Bowls ever. And, you know, just a little bit of reminder here. If the Niners win the Super Bowl, they join the League of Six, as I would put it, in terms of Super Bowl victories. They joined the Patriots and the Steelers with six Super Bowl titles.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Hard Rock Stadium, Miami Gardens, Florida. It'll be rocking and rolling. And I think that that's what will make this such a great matchup, Mike, is that if these two teams are able to stay true to form and who they are, this is going to be like a last possession game. You know, this could be – this is the start of one of these guys' legacies, you know, whether it's Jimmy G or it's Patrick Mahomes. Like I said, this could put the nail in the coffin, if you will, for Andy Reid. And, you know, this is something that we could say, like, wow, Kyle Shanahan is a guy that can recover from all kinds of adversity, and a guy that, you know, comes back from blowing a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl. Like, I think, again, man, the storylines, they're going to be plentiful, and I just can't wait for the next couple of weeks to just hear all the great stories and learn more about these guys as individuals. I mean, seriously, dude, can you think of two teams with better personalities as far as tight ends go with Kittle and Kelsey? Come on, man. Like, seriously, both of these guys, just huge personalities, man.
Oh, yeah. Huge personalities, and like you said, it's going to start their legacy one way or the other. But is it pretty safe to say we could see this matchup quite a bit in the next, let's just say 10 Super Bowls, you know, seeing Garoppolo and Mahomes go at each other? We could see that pretty easily, couldn't we?
Well, but that's like I'm saying. I mean, I think that this is the start of a lot of legacies here. And, you know, we're going to be able to watch it all unfold right before our very eyes for Jimmy G. You know, this is the start for him. He wasn't getting the shot there with the New England Patriots. They had to make a move to get him out of there. The door opened in San Francisco. And, wow, I think that San Francisco is pretty happy they picked Jimmy G up, right?
They won that trade.
I say they won that trade big time. Anyways, I know I hear the music, so we're going to take that final pause for the cause and then send you off into the wee hours of whatever you might be doing. So keep it close, everybody, like I always do. Parting shot time. He's Mike Wilson hanging out with me here on the NFL Rewind. Obviously, championship NFL Sunday here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. I'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Okay, let's go.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money.
And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now, more of The Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
We got one more to go. We're going to go out there and try to win it for you guys. And that's all we got. We love you, Patriots out!
Wait, you're going to sit there and let him talk to me like that?
Nope. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here with me tonight, Andy Dorf from the NFL Rewind Sports Overnight America AFC NFC Championship Weekend Style. Hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime, none other than Mike Wilson. I appreciate you, my friend. And obviously leading up to the Super Bowl, some really good shows on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Each and every Sunday we come live to you. Mike, real quickly, parting shot time, my friend. You're up.
Hey, when you sit back and stop listening to the hype, man, it's all about that San Francisco defense against that Kansas City offense and who's going to bend, who's going to break, and who's going to impose their will.
I agree with you, man. I'm really looking forward to the Super Bowl. But real quickly, Tennessee Titans, unbelievable effort that you guys put up throughout the playoffs. You deserve to be one of the final four standing. Didn't have enough to get over the mighty Chiefs like Mike Wilson is talking about. That's a really good football team. Probably the most complete football team in the AFC when you come to think of it. Green Bay Packers, hey, you were close. I think you overachieved a little bit as well, just like the Titans. I think the 49ers, you were the most complete, and that's why we have the Chiefs and the 49ers playing in the Super Bowl. For Mike Wilson and Scott, I would be the Dorfman saying peace. Thank you for listening to the NFL Rewind NFC AFC Championship style right here on Sports Overnight America.